Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, October 9th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Cosmic Imagery Camera hosts a Sunday chat. Let's take a listen.
Hey, I wonder if the... Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. Hey, Crypto Nomad, how's it going?
Delayed.
Oh, is it delayed? I wonder if the Wi-Fi is an issue. Okay, I've got a thumbs up. People can hear me. I'll just wait for a few more people to pop in. But yeah, welcome to our one listener so far. Just wanted to have a kind of chill. We have a request. Your quest has been answered. It says you're connecting.
Yeah.
So we're just having a little fun Sunday chat about the project. Right now, we only have one listener. Feel free to ask any questions. Since you have the entire floor, Crypto Nomad. Do you go by Crypto Nomad or CEO or what do you go by? If you want to speak, you don't have to. I want to put you on the spot. We're also looking. I'm here in person with Don John too, and we're trying to fix my car, which is somewhat broken. So, you know, DC's brand's always giving back to the community.
These fluids. These are your. That's your brake fluid.
Okay.
That's your electric fluid. If you want to say it. That's for the electric.
Interesting. Motor. We're getting a little lesson about cars right now. My battery's dead.
I don't see any major leaks or anything.
Okay. Maybe it's in the back. I don't know.
Yeah. It's in the trunk.
Out this space. But. Yeah, we've got some exciting things going on. It's really cool to see the big community push behind our product this week. Got a lot of tweets and giveaways going out. Make sure you can. There's a tweet for a Stargaze Bull, some Diseased Brain, some whitelists for my project. So a lot of cool giveaways going on. Definitely more throughout the week. Going to be partnering with some other projects and giving away some morphed NFTs, which should be pretty cool. It's definitely been cool to talk to other projects and play around with morphing their NFTs wait and see if more people pop in as well. There aren't too many people here. I can also maybe leak a tiny bit of alpha. So I'm working on a pretty interesting Halloween project as well. And I don't want to say too much, but it's going to be a lot of gamified mechanics involving AI NFTs and other kind of classic NFTs. And I don't know, I think it's going to be pretty interesting, but I'm still putting together all the details on that. I want like chill jazz, like elevator music in the background. So I can have a chill, environment while we talk. How do I tweet out that this is happening right now? That's an excellent question. I need to figure out more how Twitter Spaces work, probably. I feel like that would be smart. Hello, you can speak now. please take up the floor so I don't have to keep talking before people arrive.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you. How's it going?
Hi, you can call me Sia.
Sia, excellent.
Okay, so how are you doing? Hi, John.
I'm doing great. Thank you so far for being the only person who has showed up. I know this chat's a little unstructured, but if you have any... I've also seen some of your... you've been active in PS Labs, right? You've had some cool renders in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. But if you have any questions or anything about the project, the floor is yours, or or if there's anything you want me to direct discussion towards about the project, I'm open to that.
Yeah, I was just curious about the pictures that you use in the collections. Did you take them yourself, or?
Yes, these are all my original photography. So I do work in the film and video industry, and also as a photographer, and encapsulate what it was like for me to grow up as an artist. And I have many photography projects on Stargate, so I that was another motivation to kind of put this out there.
That's great. Sounds interesting. I think this is the first project of this kind.
Yeah, I haven't seen. Well, I haven't even seen much photography on Stargate, and I think photography NFTs are really. I guess my car is working now. That's so strange. But yeah, I haven't seen many photography projects on Stargaze. On top of that, I just found the idea of integrating AI with photography really interesting. I haven't seen that at all in the NFT space yet, or in the art space. I think AI has been really exciting, and it's developing so quickly, but I haven't seen as much application of it with other art, other media. And I think it's really exciting to be maybe one of the first ones to do that. And of course, I'm sure in the coming months and years, that's going to be more prevalent. People are going to explore that more. But there's some really exciting things going on with AI. I don't know if you how much you follow it, but they're already doing like text to video, which is going to be really interesting. Have you seen anything like that yet?
No, not really. No. I'm mainly active in Stargaze, so I don't know about other blockchains, but in Stargaze, I didn't see anything similar yet.
Got it.
Only your collection.
Got it. But yeah, there's, I know like Meta or Facebook is developing some stuff, like text to video, like they had an example of, slabs or through the traditional means.
Sorry, I'm disconnecting. Every time I start it, it connects to you.
Oh, the audio.
Let me just turn this off. You're good now.
Oh, the audio was maybe doing something weird. But yeah, it's the same way you can generate an image. You can just put in text and generate a video. So you have these funny videos of, they put in the text, kangaroos cooking, and you have a full, 5 to 10 second video of a kangaroo in a kitchen with a pan, and it's crazy. Like, years ago, even a few years ago, I wouldn't have imagined this technology was possible. But yeah, it's really exciting to be part of that and to see that all going on. And I don't know how much you follow Stable Diffusion as well. And the guy, Imad, who's behind it, is kind of like a visionary in my mind. And he gave a really interesting talk the other day about like what the world is going to look like in 5 to 10 years. And I think there's a very corporate idea of the metaverse that a lot of people have. And I think the real metaverse is going to be very different. And what he said is it's almost like we're all going to be in our personalized metaverses, and you're going to be able to use like instant AI to create like a virtual world around you, basically. Which is going to be crazy. I think there is some concern of like losing touch with our physical reality. Like a lot of like movies, portray that kind of dystopia that we all kind of recede from the real world. But at the same time, it's really exciting to see how this technology develops. And I never would have expected the speed at which it's all happening, But yeah. So what other projects are you excited about in Stargaze? Yeah. Just out of curiosity, are there a lot of products you follow?
Yeah, I'm very bullish on Stargaze. I have lots of NFTs. Of course, we have the lab. I have my citizens. And I do the runs whenever I can. I have also EBC citizens, Falcon's collection. I have, recently I started also to get interested in the pixel art collections, like Starcy, like the body for the goodies, the first animated pixel collection in Stargaze, the Watt Squad, Reaper. I try to make collections from everything.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been in touch with a lot of those projects, and those are all really cool projects. I know Don John here has like a ton of Watt Squads and a ton of those projects as well. But I think that's also the really a really cool part about Stargaze is all these creators are so engaged with the community and engaged with each other and like about lifting, you know, lifting each other up. And I don't know, there's a really cool community feel to Stargaze, which I really love. And maybe you've seen as well. And
yeah, it's very obvious, especially now because of the beer market. So you can see the collections who are active and the teams who are still engaged and trying to build. So gonna be interesting what the world is in. So
exactly,
try to focus on more active communities and projects.
Yeah, it's like all the people who were like trying to make the instant buck, you know, and speculate. A lot of them left. So now you see the people who are behind, left behind, are the ones that truly have kind of passion for the space and are actively building. And, you know, if there's another bull market in a year or whenever, like those are the people that are going to be rewarded. And all the people now who are active in those communities and, you know, buying NFTs that are just like $20, $50, $100, like those are going to be worth so much more, you know. And if Stargaze is successful, it's going to be so huge in the next bull run, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's definitely a really place, a good place to be. And I think in general, the Cosmos too, I mean, I don't want to say undervalued because I think a lot of people have that thesis. And what is it? Is this my battery? Oh my God.
That's your fuse.
Was the fuse broken or something?
On its way, maybe. You see how there's like
little
burn marks kind of?
Oh.
So the original looks just shiny. No rust spots. Hot spots.
Okay. We're simultaneously fixing my car.
Pull that off.
But okay, so hopefully we've diagnosed something that's going on with my car. But like I was saying, can you hear me now? I don't think it's not a totally original idea that Cosmos is undervalued, but I do subscribe to that idea. I think there's such a value on the community and also the tech of the interconnected app chains. And I don't know, it just feels like there's so much more exciting development going on. And I do follow stuff going on with Ethereum, maybe not as much. And, you know, Ethereum may always be the king, but I do feel like Cosmos should be a pretty close second. And, I don't know, whatever world crypto becomes in the next few years, I think Cosmos is bound to be a pretty big part of that. And, you know, there's so many speculative coins out there, but there's so many that I just don't really hear about, or I don't really, like, what are they doing that's interesting, you know? Whereas Cosmos always, and also just in the NFT space, I don't know if my mic keeps cutting out. But in the NFT space as well, like we said, Stargaze has such a nice community feel. And Ethereum and Solana are so, I don't know how much experience you have with those spaces, but they're so fractured. They feel really big and it's really hard to get a community feel to them. Especially Solana, there are probably some really tight-knit communities. But I think there's just a lot of vibes of flipping and you build as much hype as possible in kind of an artificial way. And then you just try to sell and dump your bags on other people. And, you know, it's nice in Stargaze, like if your NFTs are only worth, you know, $20, $50, $80, it's not like people are trying to, you know, dump them all on each other. It's this feeling of, like I said, community. And I cut out for a minute, I think. But I was just saying it's much more of a feeling of genuine excitement about the NFT space and experimentation of what it can be. And that's also what I'm trying to do in my project. I'm really interested in the idea of what NFTs can be and what can we do with the fact that these are unique digital objects? Like, I don't want to just necessarily buy an NFT and then it just does nothing in my wallet. I think my mic keeps muting for some reason, but yeah, like I said, I'm just interested to explore what NFTs can be and what we can do with the fact that they're unique digital objects. Because that's what makes them distinct from physical art or from anything else like that. And I also think the next few years, like that space is going to be explored by a lot of people in really interesting ways. And especially during the next bull market, I think, I mean, we'll see. I'm sure there'll be some resurgence of like the animal profile picture NFT craze, but I do think art NFTs and experimental NFTs are going to be a much bigger part of that, you know? I know you're multitasking, John, but, you know, feel free to chime in if you want or, yeah.
Hey there.
So me and Cosmic here, I'm just fixing his car. He's local to me here in LA. So he was having some car issues with his battery, but it seems everything to be working. So saw a fuse there that could possibly be the culprit, but yeah, just enjoying the Sunday here and just working on ideas. I love supporting the community and hiring from within. So even the mods in my Discord, the people that help me on Twitter, the devs, everyone and other creators I work with every day. And so, you know, Cosmic is, we have some future plans together, and he's going to be helping me with curate some art. And let's see what happens in the near future.
Just Mujin just messaged me. They were trying to join, but they were having connection issues.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if they're able to resolve that or not. So I don't know. What do you think, John? Should we keep this going for a bit? Or okay, yeah, we'll stick around for another 5 minutes and you know, see if feel free to, if you have anything else to say, you can just you know, turn your mic on. If not, that's totally cool. I'll let you know. We'll keep going for another 5 minutes.
No, I mean, it was nice meeting you guys and nice to know more about the project. I will follow and try to be more engaged in Discord. And good luck with the phone.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you sticking around when no one else showed up. I know we didn't advertise the spaces too much, and it was just kind of an impromptu Sunday talk. And I don't know if you were listening to Cosmos Joe's space the other day, but if you haven't, definitely.
Yeah, I've been there.
Awesome. But yeah, I appreciate you showing up to chat with us today, and it was great great talking to you more. So yeah, what do you think, John? Should we close off? Great. Well, thanks again for stopping by, and feel free to ping me in Twitter or Discord anytime you have questions or, you know, I'm available. So I want to be available to the community. So thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Great day. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Cosmic Imagery Camera hosting a Sunday chat, recorded on Sunday, October 9th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to terraspaces.org/donate and show some support.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic
mutation
leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wannabe. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip, but am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe, they bleed these endorsements. Turning scientists into the terrorist supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see we're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Terror Spaces.